Blog Talk Radio.
Why are police photographing our license plates?
What are we doing for veterans returning home damaged physically and mentally, suffering from depression, homelessness, and suicide?
Why did the Supreme Court deposit corporate money into our electoral process?
Should we redefine middle class as working poor? Or is it just another Wall Street merger?
What's really behind new voter picture ID laws in certain states?
Why aren't NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox asking these questions?
Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the inaugural show of the Reasonable Voices, Blog Talk Radio. Our first guest is Cassidy MacMillan. I'm Marcello Rolando. And Cassidy is an award-winning filmmaker and actress whose current project is the highly anticipated upcoming documentary film on bullying and bully-side prevention. It's called Bullies and Friends. And the film is produced by MacMillan Film Works, which is an independent film company Cassidy started in order to produce film projects that shine a spotlight on social causes and contribute meaningful works of film that help make a positive difference. Hello, Cassidy. How are you?
Hi, Marcello. Glad to be on. I'm doing well. Thank you.
I'm so glad to talk to you again. It's been quite a while. Let's get right into it. Bullies and Friends. You are already in post-production of that, yes?
Yes, we are. Currently, we are working around the clock in post-production as the film is being requested by schools, colleges, youth organizations in over 10 countries already. So we're trying to prep this important film about bullying and a precedent-setting bully-side court case.
And yes, it's based on a true story about a 14-year-old girl who was, after being bullied, she was threatened and with the death by three girls at her school?
Right, that's correct,
she hung herself?
Right, it was very tragic, obviously. Her name was Dawn Marie. She was 14 years old, and after being bullied and threatened with death by three girls at her high school, she hung herself with her dog's leash. In the suicide note she left behind, she named the three girls. The horrific incident led to the landmark precedent-setting court case in North America, where for the first time, teen girls were made to stand trial for bullying.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a powerful story. We mentioned in your intro, bully side prevention. Is bullying so prevalent now that we actually have a name for it?
Yes.
Bully side.
Exactly. Unfortunately, when a person takes their life due to being bullied, the term is referred to as bully side. And actually, this case with Dawn Marie, which was featured throughout international media, the Oprah show, this case did sort of help coin the phrase bully side when it happened. And unfortunately, it is becoming all too prevalent in societies and schools. Within this past week, a boy here in California took his life due to being bullied, as well as within the past couple of weeks, another young girl in Canada took her life due to being bullied. And it's happening globally. It really has become an epidemic. And our film not only tells this powerful story and other bullying stories within the film, but the film offers solutions to schools, to parents, to teens on how to prevent bullying. And we're real proud of that. We wanted the film to be a resource for schools and something that kids could relate to and that would assist in bullying prevention.
And the film is already being shown at many schools, yes, around the country?
Well, we're doing preview segments of the film. We're showing certain segments of the film to schools that we can get to around the country. As I said, thousands of schools have requested it, so we're basically doing focus groups to fine-tune the film as well as to fit the needs of schools. Like a high school in New York contacted me, and unfortunately they had a teen commit suicide there at their school. So they wanted me to come out and help how I could. And so I do speaking engagements as well and interact with the teachers and students in discussing bullying and bullying prevention.
How I understand you're serving currently as on the board of directors of this national organization against bullying, the National Voices for Equality, Entertainment, and Education. How did you get connected with them, and how does that work for you and the film?
Right. They are actually, National Voices for Equality, Education, and Enlightenment. They're headquartered in Miami, Florida, and but they are national. They're a national organization, and we connected due to my bullying work, my advocacy work in schools and with organizations, and through all of their work that they do. They're a really great organization. They do mentoring work in schools with youth to help create an environment that is safe for kids to learn. To help promote equality, to help stop discrimination, and to help prevent bullying. And so we're partnering up as well with events in the future with the film that we'll be having, as well as speaking engagements and other events where I and my film can assist the organization, and together NVEEE and myself can help schools in the work that they need to do to help with this bullying epidemic, to try and help prevent a lot of these incidents from happening.
Is there sort of a focused age range for bullying? How early or late does it start?
It starts very early. Many educators and organizations that study this have said, you know, it can start as early as 5 years old. By the time it reaches middle school and high school, it gets to a really serious level of bullying. It really is more than bullying. It's criminal harassment and threats, as bullying can be anything that is psychological, physical, emotional abuse, and bullying has a lifelong effect on its target, and it's something that is very serious. It's more than just name-calling. You know, name-calling is bad enough and should never happen, but bullying goes beyond that. It is physical, emotional, psychological abuse.
This is, and you know, every time, I know you and I have discussed this from time to time over the last couple of years, but every time I hear or talk to you about it, it's just still mind-boggling to me. You've secured a distributor, a global distributor at this point?
Right, yes. Due to word of mouth and discussion regarding the upcoming film, different distribution companies have reached out, and we are in the process. We do have a distribution company that is wanting the global distribution right, so we are working with them. But right now we're in post-production, and we have actually a mounting amount of cost in completing the post-production, because in order for distribution to occur, a film has to be prepped in all sorts of different multi-platforms so that it can be broadcast and shown. And so all of those costs are very expensive, with costs upward of over $100,000. So right now we're also planning a crowdfunding campaign for this final push to finance the rest of the film, to get it to all of these schools requesting it. Like I said, from across the globe requesting it, from South Africa to Australia, the Netherlands, of course, Canada, in the UK, all throughout the U.S. And like I said, I mean, every day I get emails, either from parents, from teachers, from school counselors, from kids themselves, asking for help with bullying. And myself and my film team, we respond back to every email and call our film office receives. And it just shows us every day the amount of this growing epidemic.
Yeah. Do you show different versions of the film depending on the age group? In other words, does an elementary school see the same film as a high school?
No, we have shown different versions. There is some profanity in one version of the film due to the fact that the precedent-setting bullying court case, some of the threats made to Dawn Marie included profanity. So it's part of the story, part of the witnesses telling what happened. The judge, we actually have an exclusive interview with the judge who presided over and handed down the precedent-setting ruling in the case. But so with that said, yes, we do tailor it, you know, to the various schools or youth organizations where we've shown it based on their needs and what maybe an event that they're having as well. And just to really look at that focus group and see what, like I said, they're responding to. And then from that, the master film that now will be releasing Bullies and Friends is a culmination of that, incorporating all those best elements and things that students can respond to. We also have top bullying experts in the film that provide advice, such as top noted educational expert Dr. Michelle Borba is in the film, and she provides valuable insights to parents and kids in schools on bullying prevention.
So that basically it is an enlightening film and educational all at the same time. Not that, of course, education is enlightening, it's supposed to be, but you are not only giving information about what happened in this particular case with the 14-year-old girl and the landmark court case that resulted from that, but you're also giving a kind of a step-by-step preventive suggestions from professionals that know and understand and studied bullying so that it reaches teens, teachers, administrators, and parents. There's something that each a particular individual, organizational group in that category can respond to as a specific. Is that the idea, or one of its goals?
Absolutely. And in fact, the most moving and powerful times for me have been at certain schools or events where we've shown previews, the preview segments of the film. I've had students come up to me privately after the showing and say that they were seriously considering suicide due to bullying they were currently experiencing, and they had it all planned out, how they would end their life. But then after seeing this film preview, that they now realize they were not alone. They saw that help is out there, and they said that they would now seek help instead. And that, to me, has made this long journey in making the film more than worth it and was the ultimate goal I was setting out to do. As my main purpose in making this powerful documentary film was to hopefully prevent another teen girl or boy from taking their life due to bullying, to help prevent any student take their life due to bullying. And so those moments for me have just been impactful, and I'm grateful that the film has been making a difference, and that's why we really want to get this film out there to help as many kids as possible.
Again, Cassidy, this is I just can't imagine a parent, whether they're standing right there when the child says this or not, at some point finding out that their child has actually considered and planned out suicide, and that a film very likely saved their life. And of course, the parent knew nothing about it until that point. That must be a moment, especially if you've relived moments like that repeatedly at the showing of just excerpts from the film. It's I tell you what, we're going to take a short break, get a word from our sponsor, Indie Film Minute. This is Marcello Rolando, hosting the Reasonable Voices Blog Talk Radio, and my guest today is award-winning filmmaker and actress Cassidy McMillan. We'll be right back in a moment after this break.
And stay now, another film rental discovery. Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Peter Hedges is a talented writer who finds great comedy and meaning in the foibles of life. His fine films include What's Eating Gilbert Grape, About a Boy, and especially Pieces of April, which marked his directing debut. It was a rich and entertaining indie made on a ridiculously limited budget. Played by the pre-Cruise Katie Holmes, April was once the family's favorite child, but she took the rebel path and strayed. Now feeling the need to reconnect before her mother's illness takes its toll, she and her boyfriend invite her dysfunctional family to her new apartment for Thanksgiving dinner. Mom and Dad are played with a perfect combination of poignancy and humor by Patricia Clarkson and Oliver Platt. There are really two stories flowing here. The family's journey to New York for the reunion dinner with their estranged daughter, and April's hilarious attempts to accomplish the Thanksgiving dream. No one has much faith in April's ability to pull it off, but she is determined, and this day may be the last opportunity for them all to forgive and forget. Pieces of April is a charmingly poignant comedy. Search for it, and you'll find its truths to be nutty, universal, and ultimately optimistic. Indie Film Minute, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Welcome back. This is Marcello Rolando. Welcome back to the Reasonable Voices Blog Talk Radio. Our guest today on our inaugural show is Cassidy McMillan, award-winning filmmaker and actress, director and producer, writer of Bullies and Friends, which is, besides being an impactful, educational, what can I say, disturbing, but revealing film, documentary film, about the prevention of bullicide based on a real-life story of a 14-year-old girl who, after being bullied, hung herself. But back to where we were before we went to break, Cassidy. So more than once, children have come up to you after seeing your film, and tell you that they had been considering suicide because they were bullied, and gone through actually planning it out, and that your film had made a life-saving difference. What happens, that in itself is enough, but what happens when the parent finds out that their child was contemplating suicide because of bullying? Have you been a part of that discussion at all?
I have, yes, with parents contacting me who have spoken about that, who've reached out and said, my daughter, my son is considering suicide due to bullying, and again, myself and my film team, we work with the parents to offer them suggestions as to what they can do with the school, as well as to get professional counseling, obviously, for their child, and to let their son or daughter know that help is out there and that people care and that they're not alone. A main component of bullying is that the target of bullying is isolated by the other kids, and that's what also increases that push toward where they feel so alone that they feel that suicide's the only way out of it. And that's what we're especially trying to show with this film, that they're not alone, that this is prevalent, and that the problem, the issue, is not with them, the target, being bullied, but rather the issue is with the kid doing the bullying. We also encourage schools and parents to work with the bully as well, separately, to get counseling for the bully. Because oftentimes a kid who is bullying someone else could be experiencing bullying slash abuse at home or elsewhere, or, you know, at the hands of someone else. So it's not just to say, oh, the bully is bad, let's just send them off and, you know, ignore them. the thing is, the bully also needs attention, and it needs to be figured out what is going on. Of course, you know, there is that small percentage of bullies that are just, I guess, what you would term sociopaths. You know, they just don't have any feelings or empathy toward others. There certainly is that, and we see that in certain instances with school shootings or other things. But in any event, I do work with parents and schools to help get assistance for the kid who's being targeted and to get professional counseling, and that's really important.
I know you mentioned in our first half of the show that even though you have a global distributor, still funds must be raised to reach a point where you can take advantage of that distribution. And you mentioned something called crowdfunding campaign. Could you tell us a little more about that? What is a crowdfunding campaign, and when is it happening?
Crowdfunding is sort of a call to action to the general public, family, and friends that they can all contribute to a project and to help fund that project. And there are certain websites, companies devoted to assisting projects place their crowdfunding campaign on their site to get the needed funds from the community. And so we, the film, Bullies and Friends, will be having a crowdfunding campaign on the website Indiegogo.com, IndieGogo.com. And we will have our campaign on Indiegogo.com with a video explaining about the campaign, as well as for every level of funding donated, whether it's a dollar, you can simply donate a dollar and be included in the campaign and be recognized for that, you know, up to the sky's the limit. But for every, you know, for just about every amount contributed, whether it's a dollar, like I said, or higher, there are perks, gifts, if you will, that the donator will receive. You know, whether they, when we distribute the film, a signed DVD of the film or T-shirts or gifts from other companies assisting us with the campaign that will offer gifts. And right now we're working with different company sponsors and all of that. And we will have the information posted at the film's website, bulliesandfriends.com, as well as on my website, CassidyMcMillan.com. And there we'll have all the information and the link that will take folks to the Indiegogo.com campaign site, and as well as through our Twitter things. You can follow the film on Twitter at Bullies and Friends, BulliesNFriends, and on my Twitter site, CassidyMCM. So again, we're looking to work with the public, and you know, people can even be listed in the film's credits, as well as on the film's official IMDb page, and as a special shout out to those people willing to help donate with this bullying film, and really it's a bullying prevention cause. Like I said, with our educational outreach that we do in schools and youth organizations across the country, so people can donate to that because, like I said, once the film is then released, we'll also be doing a tour of schools to help work one-on-one at the school's locations. And so we're excited about this upcoming campaign, and we hope to get everyone involved who has always wanted to do something about bullying prevention. They can help with this film and, like I said, have the potential to be listed in the film's credits, as well as we'll be listing every person who donates on the film's website and recognizing them as well.
That's excellent. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there either listening today or that will hear podcasts later that would be interested in being a part of this because, as you say, as we all know, bullying is... If you don't know someone who's being bullied, it's because you're not paying attention. It's just so prevalent. I'm wondering if can you mention some of the companies that are working with you to assist in the production or fundraising efforts?
Right. Well, right now, like I said, we're finalizing commitments for the crowdfunding campaign, but certain companies such as Warner Brothers Chapel Records has stepped up, and they have contributed an entire song from one of their multi-platinum rock bands called Simple Plan. And so we also want to thank the rock band Simple Plan. Like I said, they're multi-platinum, successful, hugely successful rock band, and one of their songs, titled I'm Just a Kid, is featured in the upcoming film Bullies and Friends. And a big shout out, you know, to Simple Plan, who wrote the song and as well as recorded the song, and to Warner Brothers Chapel Records for contributing, donating that song to the film, as they believed in its in the film's bullying prevention cause. And Simple Plan, the band, they were aware of the bully side incident that's documented in the film, and they have spoken out about bullying and bullying prevention. And so we just really appreciate the help of Warner Brothers Chapel Records and the rock band Simple Plan.
Excellent. As we sort of get close to the end of our show today, I know this is a team effort, and probably want to mention that the film was shot on location in British Columbia, Canada, Washington, D.C., throughout California. All of that takes a team effort and time, and I guess a lot of resources of your own use, as well as that of the companies. How do you, where do you see things 6 months, a year from now, 3 months from now? Where do you think you're headed?
For 6 months ahead, that the film will be globally distributed and will be available to schools, and then at that time we can move forward with our educational outreach program, getting to as many schools as we can. Obviously, you know, we're maybe not able to travel to Australia, but who knows, maybe we'll have some funding to do that, to get to the schools out in those locations that are further away from the U.S. So definitely, yes, in 6 months to have this film done, and that within the next 2 months that we do raise the necessary crowdfunding campaign amount to then get the film prepped in the various platforms needed to get this film out globally to schools and kids and colleges across the globe.
Excellent. Well, the crowdfunding campaign, to say again, crowdfunding campaign upcoming on Indiegogo.com. And I know you've given a number of websites. Do they have contact telephone numbers on the websites? Should anyone call in a donation? Is that part of the procedure?
They can just go online and donate, as well as they can email our film office at mcmillanfilmworks@gmail.com. But all of the information is on the film's website, bulliesandfriends.com. So just, you know, one-stop place, just go there. And from there, we'll be posting the links to the crowdfunding campaign once we have that set as well. And speaking of organizations, another organization that assisted the film was the Women in Film Organization in Los Angeles, and so we just want to have a shout-out to them as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being our guest today. This was Cassidy McMillan, award-winning filmmaker and actress, producer, writer of the film Bullies and Friends. It's more than a movie. It's a documentary film on bullying that is a tremendous aid in preventing bully side. Our guest was Cassidy McMillan, and I'm Marcello Rolando, your host today on the inaugural Blog Talk Radio show of The Reasonable Voices. And Cassidy, I just want to thank you again and wish you all the very best. And looking forward
to talking to you
again next time. Bye now. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we hope we'll be seeing you once, twice a month, and you'll be listening into it. We look forward to it. Thank you so much. It's Marcello Rolando. On behalf of all the staff here at The Reasonable Voices, Bernard, Hankin, team, We thank you so much, and we thank Cassidy McMillan again for being our first guest. Bye now.